Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
All right, welcome back to episode of Sip, Create, Repeat. So this is our normal podcast day that we sit down and the three of us go over some marketing topics and chat about, maybe what we want to focus on specifically right now. But right now, it just, timing is a funny thing. So we're fresh off the grill of Burger King's International Women's Day viral tweet, and a tweet that I think they had much better intentions for it than it actually came out to be. And so today we're going to talk about, PR, bad PR, good PR, what it does for your business, and the perception that it's going to bring to your business. So for those that don't know, yesterday, Burger King UK, and yesterday was International Women's Day, March 8th, 2021. Burger King UK tweeted out, and it was a Twitter thread, but the very first one said, "Women belong in the kitchen, period." Period. That was it. So that is all people saw. They saw nothing else after that. Now, what they were trying to do is they were trying to raise awareness about how only 20% of chefs are women and how they want to start an initiative to help get more women in a role of being a chef. But it did not work out so well for them. So what we're going to talk about is just, what do you do? And what is the perception here? What are maybe the two sides to this coin? And so first, let's start off with Alicia. What did you think of what you saw?
Goodness gracious. I mean, it is not 1950 anymore, kids. Like, we are in 2021. We have made it through the Me Too movement. There's a lot of stuff that you would think some people may have learned some lessons from, but apparently no. Hey, Burger King, like, there was so many other ways you could have taken this, and there's a lot of low-hanging fruit also available. I mean, Burger Queen sounds amazing, doesn't it, right? But especially on International Women's Day, you put that crown on, you crown yourself queen, you go to town. But instead, they wanted the splash, which, hey, like, ain't no better way to go viral. But maybe that one-liner wasn't the best play, especially after so many hot topics revolving around women's equality, sexism in the workplace. Let's talk about sexism in the culinary and hospitality industry. I've been a lifelong event professional myself, and women are a vital part of this work. And while, yes, they make a very strong point in saying, like, how do we elevate women into more leadership roles within the kitchen in professional settings? I'm 100% down for all of that. But this blew my mind when I saw it all start to happen. And I became the Michael Jackson popcorn eating GIF real fast the rest of the day. And just was like, okay, this is how this is going down. Cringe immediately was my reaction.
Yeah. And it's difficult too, because it definitely put Burger King into the spotlight. And Pat, what are your thoughts on how all this kind of shook out? And from a marketing and advertising perspective, maybe how do you view this?
Yeah, so I was kind of like in the same boat, right? I saw the tweet in its own self trending on Twitter, and I was like, oh, what? And immediately clicked on it, and I did see their two follow-ups, which was their thread essentially explaining what the tweet was about, which I was like, okay, great, once you understood that. But yeah, you can see how, and actually just when we were doing, I was doing just a little bit of prep when like trying to read, like, okay, well, what were some of the reactions and all that? And actually, I was just on adage.com and they had an article talking about it where they said that this actually was probably a print ad. And so there's a link that shows this is like basically a newspaper full page ad that the BK UK took out And so it has that big bold headline of like women belong in the kitchen, and then has the full explanation of the initiative that they're looking to go do. Now, when you look at it in the context of a print ad, like a full page newspaper ad, you go, okay, I see it. They're looking to grab, they're grabbing attention with a headline, and then they have the full explanation. They put that same strategy onto Twitter, and it just didn't land because of the fact that's not how Twitter works. You know, it's not a print ad where you're going to get the whole picture in one glimpse. Like those subtweets with the comments aren't going to be the first thing people see. They're going to see that just initial headline. Now, I think I did have a question of like, okay, it's a lot of bad PR for them right now. What is the shakeout of all this? Like, is it going to result in some good stuff? Are they going to get, because of the fact that it's completely like it went viral, are they actually going to get a ton of support for that initiative that they're trying to launch? And they maybe actually do raise some money or get awareness to it. I think that's going to be yet to be seen. And maybe we'll have to see how it follows up. But I mean, we can't deny that they were the only thing getting talked about, even though it wasn't a bad spotlight, here for the last 24 or so hours. And I guess it's the true test of, is all PR good PR, right? Even if it's bad.
Pat, you bring up two really interesting things for me. Like, one, the old nonprofit fundraiser in me also is like, why chance any opportunity to get donations with any chance of a risky strategy, right? It is just bare bones. And so to me, I'm seeing this as this really may be putting their donor base in a place where they're like, you know what? We're not going to fund your fund for these female culinary professionals. We'll find somebody else or go start one ourselves, right? Like, so again, they met really, really well, didn't shake out so much. So what's that going to look like for them? What, you know, will this fund take off? Are they going to have to just put their own money into it to support it? The other thing you bring up, which I think is incredibly fascinating, is this idea of traditional media approaches versus digital, and how, you know, I saw that same full page layout and it was, you know, it definitely still had a very similar vibe, right? Big, big, strong headline to catch you. And then a solid explanation of like, here's where we're going with it. So still risky, but in that traditional sort of placement makes a little more sense.
Right.
Again, things have changed and traditional and digital don't always mix. And like, if this is the biggest lesson we learned as marketers in 2021, is that you have to know your platforms. And that includes traditional, the variation of the traditional aspects, as well as all the different digital, because guess what? That same messaging maybe have worked on a platform like Facebook or Instagram if it was designed correctly or crafted correctly. But again, Twitter being Twitter, and also Twitter snark at its liveliest came out to play afterwards. It really challenged us as marketers to say, okay, what lessons are available from this, let's say, learning opportunity?
Yeah. The, you know, it was super clickbaity the way that they organized the tweet, right? Like, it was obvious. I know many people have put that tweet into Twitter just to see if it fit, right? And like, their whole grouping of tweets would have fit into one. So like, yes, that would have fit, but it would have been, it wouldn't have done what this did. Now, do I think they could have tweaked it? You know, it's funny because this is a lesson in marketing. It's a lesson in copywriting. It's a lesson in PR. It's a lesson in all of that, because really, when you look at it, I think here's the entire thing as a whole. Women belong in the kitchen if they want to, of course. Yet only 20% of chefs are women. We're on a mission to change the gender ratio in the restaurant industry by empowering female employees with the opportunity to pursue a culinary career, right? That message as a whole is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, if they would have rearranged it for this specific platform, or at least for digital ads, this thing would have done so much better. It may not have gone crazy, crazy viral, sure. But to Alicia's point, there could have been a lot more people who are like, I'm going to pony up some money and help, because that it's a great, you know, message behind it. They could have started off with, we're on a mission, and, or gender equality is our mission.
women belong in the kitchen, and but only 20% of them are chefs or something. You know what I mean?
Do make it question, right? Do women belong in the kitchen? Yes, they do. Here's why, right?
Like, right. They could have rearranged this entire set of tweets and it would have had such a different impact. And actually, you know, as I'm thinking out loud in this, it'd be a fun exercise for us to do internally, is to mock up those tweets, but rearrange the words of them, right? Mm-hmm. To show the different ways that these could be impacted. And that's something to keep in mind. Now, you know, to Pat's point, Burger King finally out-trended McDonald's once in a day. According to Google Trends, they were up, you know, the Google search for Burger King woman tweet was up 3,100%. I don't know that before that it had any, you know, search history behind it, but they were certainly outpacing McDonald's yesterday. And you know, I'll happily share a screenshot of this to show, but is it in a way that's going to help their effort long run? They have good intentions for this effort. Whoever the agency that has Burger King, it's such a bummer too, because they were, I feel like, in a decent position. Now, I don't think Burger King is amazing food. I don't care for it, but like their rebrand had just went really, really well. They had this awesome new rebrand, at least in the States. They do. I think it was worldwide. But from a design industry standpoint, from a visual standpoint, from everything, everyone was like, wow, you know, wish I liked the food more, but man, everything looks amazing now. and then to just fumble here. So you start to wonder who the agency was behind it. You know, I see under Ad Age, it's under CMO strategy, but of course I don't think it was the CMO for Burger King UK that did this, but we don't know yet, at least from what I've seen. It'll be interesting to see, because it'll be interesting if they did say, we're more of a print traditional marketing agency and we decided to, like, you know, we're going to roll this out into this way. And they just did not think of the repercussions, which is, it's crazy.
And talking about next steps, let's talk about competitors, right? Like, if I'm McDonald's, Popeye, I mean, anyone in the burger space, right? Like, or fast food space, I'm like, how do I take advantage of this? And there are, listen, let's talk about Twitter snark at its finest. I'm sure there's some gold just laying on the internet right now that if an ad agency was ready, they could swipe it up for any of those big, big fast food players and roll with it. So this is the other part of it, right? Like, when you take a risk like this and it flops, it sets you up for those competitors just to come rolling through and maybe even steamroll you over. And like, listen, it's not like McDonald's made this big misstep. Like, if you were number one in the market already, you know, you can make some missteps, maybe not this drastic, but like Burger King was, you know, always right behind, right? So that in an attempt to kind of be like, hey, we can play too. I don't know. I just see someone, whether it's, I mean, listen, what did Wendy's have to say about this?
I was like, man, I wanted to see what did Wendy's Twitter do? Because they are usually on top of it. Yeah. And they're usually like, you know, very tongue in cheek, very like ready to go after their competitors on social. That was the exact one that I thought, like, what are they doing? I mean, I didn't see them post anything directly related. And maybe part of it was like, hey, you know, we're not trying to pile on like this fact thing. That's what the strategy their social team took was like, look at this, is already, they're getting hammered as it is. I don't know if like they're just kind of gonna let them, you know, dig their own grave in this situation. But
so what's the over under on Wendy's posting? Like, when do they post? Gets addressed? And I think we all start taking bets. Like, it's like a baby watch for those having children, right? It's Wendy's gonna post about this?
It would be fascinating, and it will be fascinating, because this could be a topic that people just that they're gonna stay away from. Or, you know, I think I agree with Alicia that they're gonna start to spin up their own things, and basically Burger King's bad PR stunt just gave every other fast food chain a marketing campaign. Every one of them now have
on a fast food platter.
On a plastic platter. They served it up on a plastic platter. They,
now have a marketing campaign right there. I mean, right there. And they can now spin up a nonprofit effort to do it. This is very, very interesting territory to be in. It's going to be fascinating to see what the next like 3 months, how that works out for Burger King, because it could go very bad. You know, is it going to be one of those things where people just kind of forget about it and move on? Possibly. But we'll see. We will see. Now, this is the lesson here is obviously you have to watch clickbaity headlines, because if they're really, really bad, like this got approved. It's not like Burger King UK is some small account that like a teeny tiny little agency has, right? Like this got approved by a lot of people. And I'm guessing this got approved obviously by the Burger King marketing management team as well. So not only did it get through the initial checks and balances, but you know, there was some like Mad Men pitch, like, here's why we should do this. You know, they had the print ad. They said, we're going to team that up with social. But you have to ask yourself, like, yeah, that risk versus reward, right? Like, man, but what if it goes really wrong? And now what do they do? Like, what is their effort now? Their effort now, to me, they have to continue the campaign, but rewrite the whole thing. They need to make more of an effort to raise money to make sure that more than 20% of women become chefs in, you know, the global, you know, I don't know if they're 20% were UK scene or if that was a global number.
I think it was UK. I think it was UK based restaurant industry staff. I think those are the ones they were using. Yeah.
So, you know, I think now they have to double down on their effort, possibly even maybe do some donation matching up to like X millions of dollars. Whatever it is, they have to go now go down that path. So they're now in this like bandage mode, in this PR recovery mode, all because of the fact that they tried to take this traditional print ad that worked well in print. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It worked well in print because it was going to be one of those things that caught your eye and made you read more. But that is not how digital marketing works.
Nope.
It catches their eye, they retweet it and close the app. Like that's it. That's how it works. And so it is it's gonna be interesting to see how they have to recover from this and their strategy for recovering from this.
And it's one of those
real
quick, all I'm thinking is I don't know if money can buy them out of this. Like I think it's where, you know, you put your money where your mouth is, right? And you put women in the kitchen, right? You commit to a workplace initiative where you are actively hiring more female chefs. Like this is where the PR ends up being an HR problem, right? Like because now they just set their HR department up for full on like extra work top to bottom. And listen, like it's so, so important also that my question is, were there women sitting at the ad table when these ad campaigns were being created, right? Because, you know, empowered women empower women. And if I would have saw something coming through this, my hand would have at the very least been raised and been like, let's think this through just a couple more times. And
yeah,
so I think we all need to be very, very strong in our convictions and values and understand, like, you know, these are the hard conversations to have when creative things are coming up, right? We want to support one another, but if things just don't sound right, I mean, I was even joking when we rebranded to Handshake. I was like, guys, we're not handshaking right now. Like, but you know, I saw where Pat and Chris were coming from, right? And I was like, okay, turns out we'll be handshaking by the end of 2021. We're good to go. But this is a whole nother situation. I will be watching this to see, you know, will there be more chefs in the Burger King kitchens in the first place, personally, and more than just line cooks. And, you know, I want to see more female management. I want to see more female representation from the top down on their board. Like if you're putting this out there, this is how you actually stand up for women.
So to that point real quick, I just did a search and I'll send it back to you, Pat, for what you were going to say. But Chief Marketing Officer of Burger King UK, Katie Evans.
Ooh, there it is.
And she's been there for a little over 3 years. And she has, I mean, she's held some positions. Head of Marketing at Krispy Kreme UK, Brand Manager at H.J. Heinz, which is Kraft Heinz. She's held some positions. So this would be very interesting to see what messaging Burger King winds up putting out about this. Do they deniability? We knew nothing about this, which I don't see how you can have an International Women's Day campaign that is going to be like borderline hot water, and you don't show it to like every person ever, or every big person, I should say, at least C-suite. So I don't know. I'm guessing there have been more people viewing her LinkedIn profile lately than she's had before.
Girl, Pat, might be looking for a job. Before? Who knows? Yeah, yeah.
No, so I was just going to mention, you know, like we were talking about, you know, the difference in the digital space versus how that print ad thing. And I just call it, basically it's that paywall effect, right? Like we all see the headlines on like a, you know, Washington Post article or something. And it's like, oh, I want to dive in, but they say, oh, you need to subscribe to my paper or my magazine now. And so most people aren't doing that. They're getting the headline and they're just running with whatever the headline is. Yep. And like kind of the same thing sort of happened here, right? Like, because it's on a digital platform, they took that headline and the headline was the only thing people really ran with without diving into it. And that's something you got to keep in mind when you're creating digital content, right?
Yep. Yep. So I think, you know, for businesses, you know, we deal with a lot of small businesses, or at least we chat with a lot of really small businesses that don't know digital marketing. They don't know how to do it. Maybe they've been traditional, right? We have friends here that run a jewelry store and they're very traditional. They're putting print ads in places. They're doing radio spots for the local radio station, all of that stuff. The way that works is leaps and bounds different than the way digital works. To Pat's point, a headline is a headline, and maybe in print it's going to lead you to read, but online it's not going to. Online, a headline is all that people are going to stick with, and you got to be really careful, especially when you're you know, kind of in that space where this headline could turn a lot of heads, like Burger King just had, or oh man. I still can't. It's crazy. The fallout from it's going to be interesting. But yeah, this has been a fun episode to record, of more of like a current events news and not just like, oh, here's what you should do as a business. So you guys have any other thoughts or comments about everything that just happened there, or, you know, what you can expect?
All I know is that I'm hungry from talking about all these hamburgers.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely... Listen, I can't say I frequent Burger King a lot, but I would imagine, you know, I think there's, for some people, they're brand loyal. This ain't going to change anything. But I think for those that, if they really were trying to change some people's mind about how fast food organizations can impact the culinary world, we just have to think a little harder before we throw it all out on the table like that. My two cents.
Yeah, I think my whole, I'm in a very like wait and see, right? Like it is, we had this huge buzz and now like what's going to come from it? Is it just going to be a flash in the pan and things kind of fizzle and like this was just a headline that came through in a week, which we hope isn't the case, right? Because we want, like, again, the idea behind the initiative that they were launching is great. So hopefully that the
execution even
this negative can be spun into a positive in some way that is going to, whether it's them or another organization or someone else, is going to start driving you know, the idea behind this forward, which would be great. But I think it's a wait and see. And then it's like, are they impacted because are their competitors doing more sales? Because there is a little bit of people like, well, I'm not going to support them. Again, I think these are all things you just aren't going to know probably for, you know, maybe another week or two. And you can kind of look back and say like, okay, well, what was the actual fallout for them?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to watch the Google Trends on like every fast food
platform for the next week or two and see if it all settles back to normal or if Burger King slips and falls even more. So so with that, we are going to wrap up. Thank you guys for listening and watching. If you decided to watch on YouTube or IGTV, please be sure to follow us on all of our social platforms. And be sure to leave a comment with what you want us to talk about next. We would love to start building up some videos that way and some podcast episodes that way. And have a good one. We'll see you guys soon.
Like this episode? Be sure to rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.